Welcome to Avirim Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestro's Daf from Gimel, the Oiz Vodur edition, Perek Chamishi in the middle of Alocha Beis. We're starting a few lines down in Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of a sugi we learned in the previous Daf, there's a Machlekes Rebbe Akiva and Rabbanon. Someone purchased a field in Syria, and it belonged to a Goy till then. And it grew by the Goy a third, so it's Potter bin a Maeser. Is it Chayav and Maeser, whatever grows going forward? According to Rebbe Akiva, it's potter ben ha-maiser, whatever grew till now, and whatever grows from now on is also potter ben ha-maiser. According to Rabbanan, whatever grew till now is potter, but whatever grows from here on will be chayef. Says the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan, hefker vehegdish besuryo, or according to the Gizra of Chaim, kes suryo. Machlekes Rebbe Akiva v'chachamim. The same machlekes we have by suryo, we have also by hegdish and hefker. Meaning, when something is hefker, it's potter ben ha-maiser. If it grew a third by hefker, so it's potter and maaser going forward. The question is, whatever grows from here on, is it chayav and maaser or not? According to Rabbi Akiva, no, because the ikar is potter, so also the tosef is potter. According to Rabbanon, it's chayav, the tosef is chayav. And so, same thing if it belongs to Hekdesh. Rabbi Akiva agrees to Chachomim going chanot and ashrosha. What's chanot and ashrosha? Chanot refers to trees. Trees, you decide the year of maaser based on chanoto. When the flowers come out. And zroim seeds is based on ashrosha when they grow roots. So Rebbe Akiva will agree that there you say whatever grows from here on is chayav and maaser, and you go based on the previous year, like Rabbanan say regarding grain. If someone bought a tree that had chanoto by a goy, or you bought seeds that had ashrosha by a goy, whatever grows from here on is going to be chayav and maaser, even according to Rebbe Akiva. Why is that so? So Rebbe Chaim explains the reason is because Rebbe Akiva always goes based on a third. The third determines if something is chayav and maaser or not chayav and maaser. Chanot and ashrosha are both before a third. They did determine which year it is, but they don't determine that it came to its third of its growth, that it came to its full ripeness, that's a royal achilo, that it's edible. And therefore, even though regarding chanot and ashrosha, you go based on them to determine the year Shemitah, you still are chayav and maaser until you get to a third. Therefore, someone who purchased it from a goy before he came to a third, even though did chanot and ashrosha, will be chayav and maaser. And Chaim adds that not only the tosef is chayav, also the ikar is chayav. The whole thing will be chayav and maaser because it didn't reach a third by the goy. Continues the Gemara and says the following: Zora b'churbo. So we're going to learn in Maseches Arlo that anything that grows in the house is potter min ha-maaser because the Torah says that it needs to grow in the field. Now you have a churbo. Churbo means it's a house that fell down. There's no house right now. He planted in a churbo. He grew a third, so it's chayav and maaser. And then you rebuild the churbo. He made a roof above it. Now it's a house. I'll die to the Rebbe Akiva. According to Rebbe Akiva, that you go based on the ikar, how to serve is chayav. It's going to be chayav and maaser. Because the ikar is chayav and maaser because it grew in a field. So whatever grows from here on, even though it's growing in a house, it's still chayav and maaser. I'll die to the Rabbanon to serve is potter. According to Rabbanon, that the serve is separate from the ikar. So even though the ikar is chayav and maaser, whatever grows from here on is potter bin a maaser. And similarly, the opposite. Zorobais, he planted in the house. Ve'evir asrach, and he removed the roof. Now it's considered to be not a house anymore. Using the Gersa of Reb Chaim, takes out the next three words and says, I'll die to the Rebbe Akiva, how to serve as bato. According to Rebbe Akiva, so whatever grows from here will be bato. Why? Because the first ikr that grew in a closed house is bato ben amaiser. So whatever continues growing afterwards is also bato because Rebbe Akiva says that the service goes based on the ikr. I'll die to the Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon. That we look at the tesefes separately from the ikar, the tesefes which grew in an open field is chayav and maaser. Says the Gemara about bechalak and machlokes Rebbe Akiva v'chachamim. The chur should be the same thing by chala. And the Gemara holds right now that chala in chutz la'aretz is potter. If you have dough in chutz la'aretz is potter from chala. What happens if you have tefuah, if you have grain that grew a third in chutz la'aretz, so chur then the potter min chala, and you brought teretz Yisrael and continue growing? Do you say that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's going to be potter min achalo? According to Rabbanan, whatever grew more than a third is chayav min achalo. Continues the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis and says, "Mad boy mi Rabbi Akiva." What are you asking from Rabbi Akiva? To Rabbi Akiva, "Ma peres chutzot shechasu la'aretz chayav min achalo." Rabbi Akiva said, "If I have grain that grew in chutzot, and you brought it to Eretz Yisrael, even though it fully grew in chutzot, but you made a dough out of it in Eretz Yisrael, it's chayav and chala, because chala, you don't go based on where the tefuah, where the grain grew. You go based on where the dough was done. Shasa gilgul, when you prepare the dough. Says the Gemara, and Yisbor Rabbi Akiva ki Rabbi Lazar Yori said Makshi. If Rabbi Akiva would hold like Rabbi Lazar, that it's, you don't go based on the dough, but you go based on the tefuah, then you're right. Because according to Rabbi Lazar, you say fruits the grun chutzah is a potter min achalo. If Rabbi Akiva would hold that way, then you would have the question. Kedusha the Gemara says Rabboyin Barachio Boy Kamei Rav Zeiro. He asked the question in front of Rabbi Zeiro. Zor batzitz she'enu noku v'nokav. He planted in a plant which is sealed, which is not connected to the ground. V'nokav, and then later there was a hole and connected to the ground. Do you say that in the beginning it's not chavin ma'aser because it's otzah she'enu nokav? Or is not considered to be this way? Because always when you have roots, it takes time for the roots to go into the ground. So here the roots start growing in the otzitz, in the plant. And once it reached the bottom of the plant, he made a hole in it and it connected to the ground. So it was never not part of the ground. Omalei achshav nokav. You look at it, only now there's a hole. Before that it wasn't. Before that it's potman amayser. According to Rabbi Akiva, when the ikur is potman amayser, whatever goes after is also potman amayser. That's what Rabbi Chaim brings over here. But many of the other mefashim, the daf, the marapuldo, the premoshe, and the rash tirilo, they all say that the answer was that it is chav amayser. Now there's a nekev, and now there is a chiyuv of meiser, and he does have to give meiser for what grows here going forward. So we learned in the end of the Mishnah, the Shimon Gamliel says, that's only when you buy a field, but if you buy the fruits, then there's no chiyuv of meiser. So the Gemara goes into that, Omar Shimon Gamliel, Omar of Avin Asa, the Shimon Gamliel, Keshitas of Gamliel Oviv, that's how Reb Chaim fixes, because it goes based on his father, or his father's shita. The one we learned over there, you saw Shayu Arisim, Legoyim Misuyo, so it was a sharecropper by a Goyim Suryo, plus a Mechai Parasim. Plus it says he owns the fruits, at least portion of his portion of the fruits, so he's Chavin Meiser. So he's Chavin Meiser, Ulishvis. Chay both Meiser and Shvito. Amliel says you're Potter, because as long as you don't own the land, you only own the fruits, you're not Chayav, and that's exactly what Shimon Gamliel said in our Mishnah. So the more Rebbe Yoimer Lefi Cheshbin. That was the last part of the Mishnah. Rebbe says, based on Cheshbon. What is Rebbe coming to say? He says, the Gemara al Roisho. Goes to the beginning of the Mishnah. What does that mean? So Reb Chaim brings you two explanations. The Rash Tzilo that says it goes in Rebbe Kiva that says that if it grew a third by a goy, so then it's Potter Minam Aiser. Comes Rebbe and says, no, you go based on Cheshbon. Whatever grew by the goy is Potter. Whatever grows after is Chayav. In other words, Rebbe is exactly like Rabbanon, which we brought in the Brice on the previous Daf. According to the Vilna Goyen, Rebbe is referring to what we learned, that Yisrael bought the field from a goy before it reached a third, it's chayav and maaser. Because Yisrael is obligated because it reached a third in the hands of Yisrael. According to Tanakama, it's chayav and maaser the whole thing. Because he bought it before it reached a third, it's chayav and maaser. Comes Rebbe and says, no, you go based on cheshbon. Whatever grew by the goy is potter and maaser, even though it's less than a third. Whatever grew from here on, Yisrael is chayav. But the fact that it grew less than a third by a goy, that doesn't make it chav mice on the whole thing. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Maaser's Daf Mem Gimel.